Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's allbirds.com.
Neither the physical nor the spectral, and yet I am beholden to both. I imagine you might know a little something about that.
There's nothing to see in the blackness, my dear. Just more blackness. Just more blackness.
Thank you. Run! Run!
Quiet! Quiet! It's not here to harm us. It wants us to listen.
How do you know? What the hell are you talking about?
I can hear it. Feel it. It's in my head. It just wants us to listen.
No, it's not right. It wants to kill us. It wants to eat us.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up, Jason. Just listen to it.
The earth has been drowned in darkness. The ebon blood of ancient masters running once more, flooding the world beneath their glowering countenance. This is the start of the great and terrible change. The reality you know will be wrapped in a Stygian weave, a chrysalis of darkest luster, gestating shapes that, upon the sun's gaze, will cause it to smolder and die. But this is just the beginning. The worm is in the womb, squirming, eager to sprout its wings and wash the world beneath the carpet of everlasting blackness. But that change is not yet upon us. You are here, my children, in only the first stage of metamorphosis. But there will be another, one that will not accommodate these terrestrial geometries. But fear not, children. It is through that harrowing black door you all fear that you will find salvation. Beneath the Reaper's cloak, you will be wrapped, cocooned in its silks to emerge anew. Open your ears, my floundering pupa, and I will show you how.
What the hell was that? Gotta write all this down. Can't let it get drowned in all the noise.
Are you ready, Felix? It's almost 9 o'clock. Balin will be here soon to give us the grand toll.
Yeah, I'm just writing some stuff down. Trying to keep it all organized.
May I come in?
Yeah, sure. Come on in.
What are you working on?
Something I saw on the Darkness Channel. I'm just trying to get it all down on paper.
Interesting. You saw all this?
Yeah, well, bits and pieces. It was a bit fragmented, you see.
Felix, does seeing this stuff, well, is it bad for you?
It's okay. The device, the web of Mimir, allows me to navigate safely. It modulates the input so it doesn't overload my mind and make me a
white wig.
Yeah. Though I prefer the term psychokinesia. It's less stigmatizing.
I get it, and I'm sorry. Just don't press yourself too hard, Felix, all right?
Sure thing. Thanks, Lena.
Anytime.
So, when was the town established? I mean, did you all start building right away?
When we came to, we were of the same mind. Follow the protocols of the Black Moth. One of the first mandates was to build a stronghold to our great benefactor. A home for those who would undergo the great transformation.
Well, excuse me, but How did you all remember what you were told during the Great Darkness? I mean, from what I understand, no one remembers anything.
For the most part, that is true. But our clerics, the Black Motherians, are graced with visions, memories of Great Mother's teachings. These are the protocols of the Black Moth.
So these Black Motherians, they see glimpses from the darkness and convey the teaching of this Black Moth.
That is correct. They are responsible for inscribing the divine words, and by following the protocols, death will make us anew.
Interesting. And how exactly does that work?
I believe that is why you and yours are here, invading our sacred space. You'll have to work for some of your answers. Ah, here we are. This is the Temple of the Black Moth, our most holy site. Please, treat it with respect. The protocols are dictated to us here, you see. This is where we absorb the words of our Savior.
May we look around?
No, you may not. I've fulfilled my obligations, Miss Vespertine. Others will be along to assist you.
Wait a second, we were told...
You were told we would cooperate. You were not told you could aimlessly stomp around our most sacred sites, fumble about with our relics with the care of an unrestrained child.
Perhaps there's been a misunderstanding.
Then let me clarify the situation for you, Miss Vespertine. Your presence here is disruptive. It disturbs the tranquility of our community and interferes with the protocols. Do not expect any friendly faces. Now, if you'll be so kind as to leave the premises. Please. Mr. Salowin, I believe you are the one who will conduct the examination, yes? I think it goes without saying that you must proceed cautiously and be as expeditious as possible. What your people require of us is already sacrilegious. There is no need to prolong it.
Of course.
Good. Two of our Black Motherians will fetch you tomorrow to observe the process. I take it that will be enough time for you to prepare?
Yes, more than enough time.
Good. Then I bid you good day.
I thought these people were supposed to be cooperating.
Well, there's cooperating and then there's cooperating. It looks like these people are going to make it as difficult as possible. We may have to flex a bit of muscle.
Are you sure that's the right approach? We already seem to be on thin ice with them.
You see any other way to get the answers we need?
If you don't mind, I'd like to walk around the town. Familiarize myself with it and see what I can pick up.
Knock yourself out.
I too would like to peruse this quiet little hamlet.
And for what reason?
Why, information gathering, of course. What else would I be doing, Miss Vespertine?
Don't push it, Mom. Okay, why don't we see what we can dig up and meet tonight at 7? Plus, I think Felix already has some stuff for us, right?
Yeah, it's some, data I gathered. Should be helpful.
All right then, let's get to work.
Yes. Good evening, Maura Gerald. Do you have some time for a quick conversation? It'll be quick, I promise.
There are proper channels one must go through to speak to me, Esoterian. I believe you were briefed on this earlier by Brother Balin. I know respecting others' customs is not something your group is used to, but do not take our compliance as cowardice. We will not be bullied. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have things to attend to.
Oh, you'll get no argument from me, Mora Gerald. I share much of the same criticisms of the Esoterium as you do. But then again, hypocrisy has always been part and parcel of religion, hasn't it? For instance, you stand here criticizing the Esoterium for its lack of respect, its hypocrisy. Yet, as a pillar of your community, you, on the one hand, tell your congregants how much they are valued and to respect their fellow brethren. Yet on the other, you violate the sanctity of Brother Cole's marriage, philandering in secret with his wife, Lillian. I'm no authority on the protocols of the Black Moth and the dogmas one must adhere to, but I would think such a thing would be frowned upon, don't you?
Oh, how did you... What do you want?
Just to have a conversation about your faith. Oh, I know you're hesitant to divulge your sacred religion secrets, but humans have ever been creatures of self-preservation. Shall we?
Yes, of course. Come in.
How courteous of you, Mora Gerald. Don't mind if I do.
Excuse me, miss. Miss! Sir, if I may just have a moment of your time. Sir, this is going to be more difficult than I anticipated.
You'll get no help from them, trespasser.
I'm beginning to see that. And how about you, miss?
Shara Lillis.
Will you similarly reject my inquiries, Miss Lillis?
Most of my brothers and sisters believe by not talking to you, you'll somehow get frustrated and leave. But I think they severely underestimate the diligence of the Esoterium. While I share my brethren's sentiments, I reckon the faster we give you what you want, the faster you'll be out of our hair.
A wise perspective.
But not a very popular one. So go on, ma'am. Ask your questions.
One of the main tenets of your religion seems to be life, transformation through death. How exactly does that happen?
Ah, you find the concept paradoxical, do you?
Not necessarily. A great many phenomena are paradoxical. Particle-wave duality, Schrodinger's cat, Petal's paradox. The world is full of God's jokes.
The moth is a similar contradiction. Through the death of its more primal form comes the emergence of its higher state, the moth. Death is simply a gestational state rather than an end, and we, like the moth, at the end of this archaic form, will be born anew into a higher form. One that will allow us to live in the new world.
New world?
The Black Motherians tell us that we are in the age of the pupa, awaiting transformation so that we might enter the second darkness prepared, adapted.
Your people believe a second darkness is coming?
We are certain of it. It is the basis of the protocols, the essence of our faith. We will be ushered into the new age reborn, in forms more fit for the upcoming conditions.
I see. And how exactly will you make this transition?
When these corporeal shells finally wither, we are wrapped in our mortal coils to gestate, to metamorphose, into our true selves, our higher selves. It is through Black Mothery that we can attain these new forms.
Black Mothery?
It is our sacred rites and rituals, the words and acts passed down from our winged mother that allow the great transmutation.
Ah, a form of thaumaturgy. Interesting. And are there any of these transformed here?
No, they are called away upon birth, gone to join our great mother in wait.
Not to offend, but how do you know they transform if you do not see them?
Ah, yes, the question of faith. But I am afraid we do not require faith, for our priests document our rebirth. Photograph the broken cocoons and place them in the Book of Change.
I see. What's this?
The statue depicts one of the Eclosed, those who have undergone the transformation and ascended.
And what are they doing? Performing a ritual of some sort?
They're praying for one of the Eclosed to return, to banish you and your friends from the city.
Lovely.
What's this? Strange. May you drown beneath the shadow of his wings. What the hell does that? Helena.
I found this under my door.
Let you be lost to the dark, and like a floundering silk thread in the wind, find yourself in her ever-hungry jaws. Looks like we might have the same admirer.
Any idea what these glyphs mean?
I imagine some kind of symbolism specific to these Martharians' religion. Should we be concerned, do you think?
Time will tell, I suppose. I'm going to go check something.
Can I help you?
Was there anybody up in our rooms today?
No, miss. Nobody's been here all day.
Thank you, love. Oh, one more thing. Can you tell me what these mean?
I've no idea, miss. I'm from outside town. I just work here.
Thank you, darling. You've been a great help.
Anything?
Well, a man named Harold and a woman named Molina came in and placed the notes in each of our rooms. With the innkeeper's help, of course. The innkeeper also said these symbols are a sort of curse or beckoning. Apparently, the townsfolk are trying to get rid of us with their moth juju.
That's a shory.
Hey, I just noticed this note on my floor.
It's all right, Felix. We all got them. Just the locals trying to scare us is all.
I wouldn't disregard it so quickly, Helena. What I saw suggests their claims are legitimate, at least as far as the visitation from the Black Moth is concerned.
Why? Did you see something, Felix?
Yeah, I wrote it all down.
I say we wait until Gretchen and Mum return, and then go over what we know so far. Oh, speak of the devil. Find out anything interesting?
A bit, but the townspeople aren't going to be very cooperative, as I'm sure you're aware.
Oh, I think that's been made crystal clear. Just so you know, there's a little note in your room. Some kind of curse or something.
Yes, they performed a mass ritual in the town square. Apparently they're praying for one of the Eclosed to run us out of town.
Eclosed?
a term to describe those who have undergone the transformation.
I see.
I see something's amiss.
Why don't we go into my room and we can compare notes?
I don't know about anyone else, but I just had the most lovely conversation with one of the Mora, a lower-level priest of sorts.
How did you manage that?
Oh, you know, with these religious types, there's always a few skeletons in their closet. One need only choose an outfit from the wardrobe.
What did you find out?
Well, apparently these clerics, these Black Maltherians, are the ones who take care of the dead. They use the deceased's own flesh to construct a sort of cocoon to wrap the body in, and then bury it in an undisclosed area. It is there where the chrysalis, if you will, stays until it emerges in a new inhuman form. Then it flies away somewhere, presumably to a giant light bulb in the sky. The whole thing is wonderfully macabre.
How grisly. Did you find out where one is buried?
I'm afraid not. You see, the Mora only assist the Black Maltherians in burying the body. Afterwards, they're given an elixir or substance that causes them to forget the ordeal, including the location of the body. Only the Black Maltherian knows that.
They believe death is a gestational state, a transition from one form to another. Interestingly, I discovered that much of the protocols is predicated on the notion that there will be a second darkness. Their metamorphosis, which they facilitate through a craft they call Black Mothery, a pharmaturgical art form, transmogrifies them into a form more suited for this new dark age.
A second darkness? Oh, Jesus, I sure as hell hope not. So where are these moth people, the transformed?
They leave once they've emerged from their pupa. No one sees them, but they keep photographic documentation of the hatched shell, the Book of Change.
The Shroud of Turin, Buddha's Tooth, the Blood of San Gennaro. Trinkets playing the role of evidence, paper-thin proof of the existence of a ghost. But you never see the subject themselves, do you? They sit somewhere on their ethereal thrones, demanding loyalty through their more corporeal and corrupt acolytes. A delightful scheme. I wish I was the one who created it.
There is one curious thing I noticed while walking around Death's Head.
What's that?
There's no human discarnate energy here. No ambient signatures to suggest human death has ever occurred here.
And that's strange?
Indeed it is. There's generally discarnate energy in places like this, towns, cities, places with large populations of humans. There's discarnate energy here, but only that of animals.
Could it have evaporated? Degraded over time? Maybe nobody has died in a while.
I'm afraid that's not how discarnate information operates. It is not bound by time. It has no half-life and no expectation of degradation. Now it's as if death does not exist in this town. At least, not in the traditional way.
Well, I guess this is a good time for Felix to bring up what he's seen. What the hell is going on?
This doesn't feel right.
All right, let's just try to stay calm.
Well, isn't that peculiar?
Jesus, the street lamps, they're being blocked out by some kind of black clouds.
Those aren't clouds, Felix. They're moths.
Obscuary is a Maltopia production. Today's episode was written by Stephen Anzalone. It was performed by Aubrey Akers, Sam Stark, Steve Anzalone, and Kelly Baer. Editing was done by Walker Kornfeld, and audio production was done by Stephen Anzalone. Be sure to check us out at maltopia.com. Also, be sure to follow us on social media such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Simply type in MAELTOPIA. If you like the show, please rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you prefer. And to further support us and gain access to exclusive art, stories, and podcasts, check us out at Patreon at www.patreon.com/Maltopia.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.